Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Thank you for joining me today. Well, my theme for this program is Hope for Today. To start, I found a good encouragement for us in Galatians 6:9. It says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up hope." Yes, even in Bible times, they had to encourage one another not to give up hope. I don't know what you're dealing with today, what obstacles or circumstances you may have. Since we have listeners all over the United States, as well as in countries around the world, the problems of our listeners cross the spectrum of life issues. In some countries, they're struggling for peace, in fact, for survival. And other countries where Psalms of Hope is heard, the people have daily concerns about war raging in their country. But maybe your issues are more personal. You may have had a bad doctor's report and you don't know which way to turn. You may have recently lost a loved one, or maybe you're fearful for your very life, or confused about a decision that you must make. On and on. But for the next half hour, I hope you will sit back and let God himself bring his hope into your heart as you listen to the scriptures, our modern day psalms, and the wonderful music I have planned just for you. You know, as we read in the Bible, David also had many problems in his life. He had to run for his life, hiding for years in caves from King Saul, who wanted to kill him. People betrayed him. He was often fearful for the events of tomorrow. But one day, he made a decision to trust God, and he wrote in Psalm 42, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God." Oh, like David, may I encourage you to put your hope in God once again. It's my prayer that the scriptures, stories, and music, wherever this program finds you, will be a source of renewed hope for you. Well, Anne Murray sings a wonderful song of encouragement for us. Here she is singing, "Whispering Hope."
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow, after the shower is gone. oh how well
whispering hope
come
Whispering hope, oh, how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice. You know, hope is such an important part of our lives. We need to keep our hope in all our circumstances, no matter how difficult life becomes. You know, when things get really tough, I'm often reminded of the scripture from John 10:10, where Jesus describes Satan, the one who would like to destroy us. Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that you might have life and that more abundantly." Yes, I've learned throughout my life that Satan wants you to give up. He wants you to lose hope. He wants you to give up on your spouse. He wants you to give up on your children or grandchildren so he can destroy them. But God says you can overcome evil with the mighty power of God. So don't forget to pray about all of your circumstances. You know, Jesus performed many miracles in the Bible, and he's still doing miracles in us today. He's still doing miracles in relationships, in our bodies, in every area where we dare to believe and trust and hope in him. The Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So no matter what the world seems to throw at you, you can ask God to help you through every situation, to give you wisdom and understanding how you can overcome. So guard your hope. Seek God for the victory in your life. You know, God has all the answers to our dilemmas if we just look to him. He says he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the bedrock for our hope. And if you don't know who to turn to, the next song will answer that. It says, "It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you." So here's the Melody Boys Quartet singing, "It is no secret."
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? has no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer. Just take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide.
It's no secret what God can do.
What he's done for us.
Secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. And that's so true. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And I'm still thinking about hope as I sit here tonight in my office, thinking about you, my dear listener, and how I can encourage you. You know, one of the things about keeping hope that I learned from childhood was to count my blessings. I remember my mom working down in the basement of our home where she had the washing machine. On Tuesdays, as children, we'd come home from school and hear mom singing in the basement at the top of her voice while she did huge piles of laundry for us six children and dad. One of the songs that she would sing from church was, "Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One." Well, I find that's a very good thing to do. When one aspect of your life seems to crash around you, you can still name your blessings, even such things as hugging your dog, the lilting song of a bird, a hug from a friend, thankfulness for friends and family. They're all blessings, and you can name them one by one. One time I was really struggling, and I wrote down my list of blessings. I was amazed, and it helped me bring balance into the dilemma that I was facing. Oh, life often isn't easy. And the Apostle Paul wrote, when we have trials and temptations, we are to choose to praise and thank God for his blessings. Remember that Paul wrote those words from a dark, smelly prison. Yes, Paul wrote, when we have trials. He knew too how hard it is to praise God, how hard it is to keep our hope. And now here's that wonderful song to help you keep your hope. It's Fern Jackson singing, "Count Your Blessings."
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings.
Oh, yes, you can count your blessings, and you'll be reminded how loved you are by God, and it will stir up hope for your future in your heart. But I know sometimes it's hard to keep hope alive. I remember some years ago I was at the airport late one night trying to catch the last flight home. There had been a big snowstorm in New York City and many flights were canceled, so we were all experiencing the same problem. Tired children were crying and adults themselves, tired, despaired at spending the night in the lonely airport. The overworked airport agents were frustrated too, and I knew everyone had their own problems, but mine loomed large in my mind. I really wanted to get home. Well, discouraged, I sat down and opened my Bible to spend a few moments to quiet myself and ask God what I could do. Shortly, a woman I didn't know sat down next to me. "Don't despair," she said. And then she proceeded to tell me that she travels often and explained how, as a single person, she's sometimes able to get a seat when things like this happen. Well, often we fail to see a solution because our problems seem so overwhelming. And in my case, God sent a stranger to open my mind to help me see the possibilities. And once again, I had hope. Yes, Jesus told us in the Bible that he will never abandon or forsake us. When problems override our emotions, we can renew our hope and remain steadfast in the midst of our adversity. If we're open to his guiding, he'll often send someone to help us, or a radio program like this one to remind us to keep our hope and courage. The Apostle Paul reminds us of that in Romans 16 when he says, "And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled." Well, the Legacy 5 group sing a song to remind us we are not alone in our problems. They sing, "Where No One Stands Alone."
Once I stood in the night, with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, "Oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave unknown.
What a blessing to know that when we have Jesus in our heart, we will never stand alone. That's His promise, and He will never leave us or forsake us. Yes, He is our hope. Well, Norman Vincent Peale once said, "Hope is when you believe in the midst of a particularly hard winter that spring will follow." And so too in our lives, as we trust in God, as we trust in His Son Jesus, the author of our hope, we know that He will bring again that springtime in our lives as surely as spring follows winter. It reminds me of growing up in South Dakota, where we had severe winters with snow piled so high, sometimes we couldn't even open the door to get outside. But in only a few months, I would realize that the snow was melting on the south side of the house. And once it started, I would check every day after I got home from school. I knew that sometimes, even before all the snow was gone, little tiny green spikes would appear. And shortly after, little purple crocus would pop up like magic. And it was then I knew that spring was coming and winter would soon be over. Oh yes, I had hope. Well, I'm reminded of that wonderful scripture from Romans 15, where the Apostle Paul wrote a prayer, and this is my prayer for you too. He wrote, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Oh yes, that's what we need, isn't it? The confident hope that God promises. Well, our time together is over, and it would be so wonderful if you would email or write to me. This program depends on support from our listeners to stay on your station. The announcer will give you my information, and I'd love to hear from you. And remember, God loves you. I'm Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833 USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.